Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your help in our lives. Thank you for your intervention in our situation. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for your power that is fighting our battles. Thank you for your strength that is upholding us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for always answering our prayer. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with your presence and with peace and joy. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for breakthroughs we have experienced through your power. Thank you for making ways for us in the wilderness of this world. Thank you for solving difficult problems in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your plans for us. Thank you because we know you have great plans for us, plans to bless us, great plans to move us forward, plans to change our lives into who you want us to be. We also know that you have plans to give us a glorious future. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making impossible things possible in our lives. Thank you for commanding people to help us. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, for so many victories you have given us in this ministry. So many miracles. So many blessings. Thank you, Lord. We are here once again to seek your face, to pray, to worship you, and to speak our heart, our request unto you. Oh Lord, I ask that you visit every one of us at the point of our need, in Jesus' name. Visit every one of us and grant our request. Bless us beyond our expectations, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs right now. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. He reigns, He reigns, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. He reigns, He reigns, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord. As we worship you, we give you glory, Lord. As we honor you, you are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. We cry, Abba Father, our Lord be your name. Our Lord be your name, our Lord be your name. We cry, Abba Father, our Lord be your name, our Lord be your name, our Lord be your name. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. For He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, He is Lord. He is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord.
He is Lord. Amen.
He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. The Lord reigned. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigned. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigns. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, who is worthy to be praised. Oh, I will call upon the Lord, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Who is worthy to be praised? So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigned. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Oh, blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. For your goodness, we say thank you. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. Forever, our Lord, your world is centered in heaven, it is centered forever, forever. Oh Lord, your world is centered in heaven, it is centered forever, forever. Oh Lord, your world is centered in heaven, it is centered. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord. How excellent is your name. 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 O Lord, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For Thou art created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You're worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For Thou art created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Over and again, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. Over and again, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. God, make a way where there seems to be no way. You walk in ways we cannot be. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and praise for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength, for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. With love and strength, for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. Jesus is the answer, Lord, today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer forward today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. There is none like you.
There is none like you, Jesus.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search through all eternity long, and found there is none like you. You are glorious, so glorious in your way.
You're glorious.
You are glorious, so glorious in your way.
Help to die, you're glorious.
You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Yahweh, 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 you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. How should I? How should I? Elohim, Hail Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of your name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim, Hail Adonai. We will praise and lift you up, El Shaddai. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature, and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began, above all kingdoms, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, Above all wonders the world has ever known.
Above all wealth.
Above all wealth and treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what you were
crucified.
Crucified, laid behind the stone. He lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the form and part of me. Above all,
he was crucified.
Laid behind the stone, he lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the form
and thought of me,
and thought of me. Above all,
begin to worship and bless his name, glorify and adore him, magnify him, praise him, worship him. He is the Almighty God. He is the self-sufficient God, the all-sufficient God. He is Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Rock of Israel, the Rock of our salvation, the Rock who is our fortress, the Rock who is our shelter. Worship him for who he is. For he is before all things. He existed before anything existed. And he is the one sustaining all things. He is the one holding all things together. Praise him. He gives strength to the weak. He gives power to the powerless. He gives hope to the hopeless. He does great and mighty works. He does terrible things in righteousness. For he is the consuming fire. He opens doors no man can shut. He shut doors no man can open. Praise him for we be. Only him has the ultimate power. Only him has the greatest power. In fact, only him has the power. For every other power, they are nothing. We praise thee, O Lord. We praise you, O Lord. We praise you, O Lord. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for great things you have done. We thank you for great things you are doing. We thank you for great things you're about to do in our lives. We worship you, O Lord. We cannot do without you. For you are our helper. You are also our help. You are the present help in time of need. We worship you, Lord. You are the one who solves our problems. You are the one who changes our lives. You are the one who reverses irreversible things. You are the one who controls times and seasons. You determine how everything will hang even before they exist. We worship you, O Lord, for only you can speak and your words will come to pass. Blessed be your holy name. We can trust you because of who you are, because you cannot fail, and you cannot change, and you cannot lie. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank him with these prayers. You can say, thank you, Lord, for your commitment to helping me, to blessing me, to fighting for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for committing yourself to my life, to providing for my need. Thank you for committing yourself to blessing me, to helping me, to fighting my battles. Thank you for committing yourself to moving my life forward. Thank you for proving yourself faithful in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Lord, for making difficult things easy in my life. Things that were difficult for others, you have made to be so easy in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for making difficult things easy for me. Thank you for making the things that were difficult for others to become so easy in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for making me to achieve successes that were difficult for others to achieve. Thank you for making me achieve progress and success that were difficult for others to achieve. Thank you, Lord, for making me move forward with Him. Thank you for making me to prosper with Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for surrounding my life with your wall of defense so that my enemies will not be able to touch me, so that my enemies will not be able to attack me successfully. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Thank you, Father, for creating around me your wall of defense. Thank you for surrounding me with your wall of defense to keep me secure, to keep me protected from the attacks of the enemy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for making me to become invisible. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for opening doors in my life so that I can fulfill destiny through those doors. Thank you for opening doors for my life so that I can fulfill my destiny. Begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Thank you, Father, for opening unto me great doors. Great doors that will move me into fulfilling my calling and destiny. Thank you for opening such doors before me. Thank you, Father. Thank you for creating ways before me that will take me into the place where my destiny shall be fulfilled.
IQ path. In Jesus' name, we are given in thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your words of promises and prophecies that have already come to pass in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for your words of promises. Thank you for your words of prophecies that have already come to pass in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing your promises to pass. Thank you for performing your promises in my life. Thank you for performing your prophecies in my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, be merciful unto me and take me into the future you have prepared for me. Say, Father, be merciful unto me and take me into the future you have prepared for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, be merciful unto me and take me into the future you have prepared for me. Take me into the future you have prepared for me. In the name of Jesus, take me now into that future because of your mercy, by the reason of your mercy. Take me now into the future you have prepared for me. Even the future that is already waiting for me. Take me now into the future. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray the future that God has prepared for you. Does it have to be 5 years to come? Or 10 years to come? It could be tomorrow. Yeah, because this future is in a time. And that time is not even here. And it's not going to be determined by the systems here on earth. It's a divine time.
Yeah, so God operates by his own time. And that time can come at any time here on earth. I don't know if you get my point. The timing of God can manifest at any time here on earth. It can manifest right now as we are speaking. And it can manifest at a later time from now. Yeah, so that's the mystery of divine timing. It doesn't have to manifest according to the timeline of this world. Yeah, God has his own timeline. Yeah, and God's time can enter into your own time, that is, into the calendar of this earth. God's time can suddenly appear at any point in the time here on earth, and God's time would prevail. Yeah, so when God makes a promise to you, God doesn't look at the situations around you to make that promise. He doesn't look at the series of events that's going to be happening on earth to make that promise to you. God looks at his own ability. And that is what makes him to make a promise to you. Yeah, he makes promise according to his ability, according to his power, not according to whatever is going on around you, not according to whatever is going on earth. Yeah, because according to his ability, he can show up in your life at any point in time. And he can change your life at any moment in time. And God doesn't care whatever is going on around you at that time. Yeah, he can just collide with your own timeline and suddenly change everything. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your mercy, let your time prevail over my time here on earth. You're going to say, Father, let your time prevail over my time here on earth, and let your promises begin to happen in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your time prevail over my time here on earth. And let your promises begin to manifest. Let your promises begin to manifest. Let your plans begin to manifest right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, manifest in my time, manifest in my days, and make your will to prevail in my life. Make your will to happen in my life. Make your plans and promises to prevail in my life. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, step into my time. That we have seen that prayer. The Father, step into my time. Step into my days here on earth. And make your will prevail. And make your promises prevail. And make your plans prevail. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. As I said, that God has His own time. And in His own time, anything can happen. Sometimes we call it divine visitation. Yeah, God has the times He visits. This doesn't mean there is time in the realm where God dwells. God dwells in a realm where there is no time. He dwells in a timeless realm. But because God is dealing with human beings who are in a realm of time, and that is why God has chosen specific times that He operates. I mean that He interferes with the affairs of human beings on earth. God has chosen specific times that He gets involved, that he gets involved in the times here on earth. To create miracles or to create to create solutions. And I say that you can speed up how quick God will visit you. God's timing can come to you faster depending on how desperate you are, how desperate you are for His visitation. So God's timing can come faster than it would normally come. It can come faster than it should come, depending on how desperate you are for Him. So you're going to pray. So maybe there's a divine visitation. Maybe there's a divine visitation that's supposed to come to you in 15 years to now. If you really can pray very well, that visitation can come earlier than that. It can even come tomorrow. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want the state of my life at this time to reveal the greatness of your power and glory. Visit me now. You can say, Father, I want the state of my life at this time to reveal the greatness of your power and glory. Visit me now and make it happen. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, I want the present state of my life to reveal the greatness of your power. I want the present state of my life to reveal the greatness of your power. Visit me now. In the name of Jesus, visit me now. In the name of Jesus, visit me now and baptize my life into the fullness of your power. Visit me now and baptize my life into the fullness of your glory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, reverse every evil, every evil work the enemy have done successfully against me. You're going to say, Father, reverse them now. Undo them now with your mighty hand. Begin to pray like that. Every evil work the enemy have done successfully against my life, against my calling, against my destiny, oh Lord, reverse them now. In the name of Jesus, reverse them now. In the name of Jesus, every evil work that have been done in the realms of witchcraft, every work of darkness that have been done successfully against my life and destiny in the realms of occultism, in the realms of demons, oh Lord, reverse them now and undo them now. In the name of Jesus, undo them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, break into pieces every prison of darkness. that are holding my blessings captive, break them into pieces, and let my and release my blessings unto me. Open your mouth and pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost, break into pieces, break into pieces every prison of darkness holding my blessings captive, and release my blessings unto me in the name of Jesus. Every satanic prison, satanic band holding my blessings captive, break them into pieces and release my blessings unto me now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, reorganize every aspect of my life the enemy have disorganized. Rearrange and reorganize every aspect of my life the enemy has scattered. Every aspect of my life the enemy have disorganized and have destabilized. Oh Lord, rearrange them, reorganize them. Continue to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, every area of my life that have been scattered and disorganized by darkness, oh Lord, put them together now in the name of Jesus. Every aspect of my destiny, every aspect of my calling, every aspect of my life that have been scattered by darkness, that have been destabilized by darkness, disorganized by darkness, oh Lord, organize them now. Put them together back in the name of Jesus. Put my life together again. Repair every aspect of my life that I've been torn apart by darkness. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me by your Holy Spirit to grow in faith, to mature in faith, so that I can walk in victories and in
signs and wonders. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that, so that I can walk in power, so that I can function in grace, so that I can walk, so that I can walk miracles. Oh Lord, teach me to grow in faith. Teach me by your Holy Spirit to mature in faith, so that my life can be filled with a lot of victories, so that my life can be filled with a lot of successes and blessings. In the name of Jesus, teach me now by your Holy Spirit to grow in faith. In the name of Jesus, teach me to manifest the kind of faith that heaven cannot ignore. Teach me to manifest the kind of faith that brings heaven down into the earth. Father, teach me to operate with the kind of faith that opens doors, that opens any door. Oh Lord, teach me to function in that kind of thing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. If you are still going to pray, you can say, Father, deliver me from every spirit that is walking in my life to multiply errors, mistakes, and failures in my life. Say, oh Lord, uproot from my life every spirit walking in my life to multiply errors, to make me make mistakes, to make me make errors, to make me fail. Oh Lord, uproot of spirits from alive. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Father, open from alive every spirit operating in my life to make sure that I fail in things that I'm supposed to succeed in. Every spirit walking in my life to make me make mistakes, to make me fail, to make me commit errors, to make me sin, to make me violate God's commandment. Father, open such spirits from alive right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You need to place your right hand on your head. You can say, Father, create in me the mindset
that produce successes and victories in everything I do, the mindset that will produce successes and victories in everything I do. Lord, create in me such mindset. Open your mouth and pray like that. Create in me the mindset that determines success in the physical realm. The mindset that determines progress. The kind of mindset that makes progress happen. The kind of mindset that makes success follow me. The kind of mindset that makes prosperity follow me. The kind of mindset that makes victory happen in my life all the time. Oh Lord, create in me such mind. Give me such mindset. In the name of Jesus. Give me such mindset. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Now, we call it mindset. Yeah, because it's a kind of configuration. A kind of settings. Yeah, just like you could change some settings on your phone. You could go to the settings on your phone and adjust some things and set some things to make the phone function in a certain way. Yeah. So in the same way, you can set your mind. Your mind can also can function like an electrical device. Yeah, or like a computer device. So you can also set your mind, or maybe I should use the word reset your mind and configure it in a certain way. Now, one of the rules in the realm of the spirit is that your mind must be set into a certain mode or format for certain things to continue to happen, or for certain things to continue to flow from the spiritual realm into your life. Yeah, if your mind is not properly positioned, properly set, there's going to be a problem. And we can see an example in the Bible. Peter was able to continue to walk on the water as long as there was no doubt and fear in his mind. He was able to continue to walk on water. But the moment fear and doubt start to appear in his mind, he began to sink into the sea. Yeah, and also Jesus told the disciples, he said, if you can speak to a mountain, and not doubt. Yeah, and not doubt that the mountain would move into the sea. So you are going to pray. How do we set our mind? We use the word of God. There is a part that it is you that will do it. You set your mind correctly.
yeah. And like the part that it is God that will do it. Yeah. So you use the Bible, the Word of God, to set your mind. And when your mind is properly set, a lot of things will be able to enter into your life from heaven. And so many angels will be able to walk in your favor. Because angels, they need your faith to operate. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, teach me how to use the Word of God to set my mind into the correct path it must be for the will of God to happen in my life easily, for the will of God to prevail in my life effortlessly. Open your mind, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, teach me how to use the Word of God to set up my mind, to reset my mind into the correct state my mind must be for the angels of the Lord to be able to perform their operations in my life. Holy Spirit, teach me to use the Word of God to reset my mind, to reposition my mind, to reconfigure my mind, so that my mind can be in the correct and perfect state that will make victory happen so fast and so easy. So that my mind will be in the perfect state that will make miracles happen in my life so easily and quickly. Holy Spirit, teach me and help me to properly set up my mind for divine encounters to happen to me, for heaven to open upon my life. Help me to properly set up my mind. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. You need to understand that when man was created, he was created a spirit being, not a physical being. Yeah, not a human being. He was created a spirit being. It was when man fell that man became a human being. Yeah, but before the fall, man was a spirit being. Yeah, not a physical being. So which means that man was operating spiritually, yeah, and not physically. So that is, if man was to move, he would move as a spirit. If he was to touch anything, he would touch that thing spiritually. Yeah.
And now that Jesus has died to bring us back to that glory we lost in the Garden of Eden, we are now supposed to operate spiritually and not physically. You're supposed to be more conscious of the spiritual world than you are conscious of the physical world. That's the kind of life you're supposed to live as a Christian. You're supposed to be more conscious, more connected, more sensitive to the spiritual world and to the physical world and the physical realm. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, restore me. Restore me to the spirituality that was created with man from the beginning, or to the spirituality that man had in the beginning. The Holy Spirit, restore me to the spirituality that man possessed from the beginning. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. The spirituality where man was more conscious than the spirit world, than the physical world. When man was more conscious of the spirit world than the physical world. Holy Spirit, restore me to that spirituality. Right now, in the name of Jesus, that spirituality where man was seen with the spiritual eyes and wasn't seeing things with the physical eyes, but with the spiritual eyes. When man interacts with everything God created from the spiritual realm and not from the physical realm. Holy Spirit, restore me to that spirituality that man had from the beginning. In the name of Jesus, restore me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Yeah, I have said it before that there is so many false realities in this present world. Yeah, I remember saying that the principalities, they have the power to manipulate reality. Yeah, I mean the principalities in the dark kingdom, they have the power to manipulate reality. So, meaning that they have the power to make you see things. They have the power to make you see things in a form that that is different from what those things really are. Yeah. So let's say, for instance, you're looking at a cup, and when you look at that thing, you say, you can say, oh, this is a cup. Whereas it is not a cup. To you, to your human eyes, it looks like a cup. But the original identity of that thing is probably it's probably an animal, maybe a dog. I'm just giving examples of what the kingdom of darkness does. So imagine something that has the original identity of a dog. I mean, something that is an animal, a living being, and then it's appearing as a cop. Something that is an animal appearing as an inanimate object. And in some houses or homes of some Christians, demons are physically living with them, but in a different form. And so when they look at that thing, maybe they see a cup, a spoon, but that thing is something else. I'm just giving you examples. And that is why people buy things in the market, things that look like food, but it's not a food. It could be a demon that comes with food. What I'm saying is that this earth is full of false realities, things that appear to be what they are not. But if your spirituality has been restored, you will begin to see things as they really are. If God restores your spirituality, that was from the beginning, then you start seeing everything as they really are. Some people, they look like human beings, but they are not human beings. They are demons. They are beasts. And maybe some of them, they are even a close friend to you. But you can't see their original identity because you are blind spiritually. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, baptize me with fire that will bring about the restoration and reawakening of my spirituality that was lost in the beginning. You're going to say, Father, or you're going to say, Holy Spirit, baptize me with fire that is able to bring about my restoration or the restoration of my spirituality that was lost in the Garden of Eden. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, baptize me now inside the fire, inside your fire that is able to bring back the spirituality that my spirituality that was lost in the Garden of Eden. Baptize me now in your fire until that spirituality is restored. Put me inside your fire. Fill me with your fire for the restoration of my spirituality that was lost in the Garden of Eden. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Yeah, you may be thinking, why are we saying my spirituality that was lost in the Garden of Eden? And you need to understand that all of us were inside of Adam when Adam fell. All of you were inside of Adam and Eve when they fell in the garden. Yeah, and that was why every child that was born by Adam and Eve, they were born with the same fallen nature of Adam and Eve. Yeah, so that confirms that they were all inside of Adam and Eve when Adam and Eve fell. So all the offspring and generation that came out of Adam and Eve, they all came with that fallen nature. Yeah, none of them, you know, were born with the spiritual nature Adam had before he fell. I hope you're getting my point. So all of you, including myself, were inside of Adam when Adam fell, and that was why we did not possess the spirituality Adam had before the fall. Yeah, we did not. Yeah, because we were in him when he fell. And this implies that you as a person can create great problems for your children, for every child that will come out of you, whether you are a man or you're a woman. You can be the reason why none of your children will succeed in life. Especially if those children did not draw close to God in their lifetime, if they don't give their lives to Jesus, if they don't draw closer to God and fight for their destinies. So my point is that every sin you commit, you're not committing it for yourself alone. Every error you commit, every mistake you make, you're not making it for yourself alone. You're making it even for your unborn children. Yeah. whether you know it or not, whether you agree or not, the seed that will come out of you, they will also inherit the captivity that was in you before you gave birth to them. Yeah. So, and how do we know this? We know this through Adam and him. Yeah. Though there is a way out, there is actually a way out for anybody who have inherited problems from their parents. That is problems that their parents were the creator of the problems. Yeah, there's a way out, and you know the way out, which is to surrender to Jesus, to give your life to Jesus, and then to pray and fast for deliverance. Yeah, but my point is that if it takes a child that came from a parent who have already created so many captivities and problems through the kind of life they lived, if it takes that child 20 years before that child would surrender his or her life to Jesus, that child will continue to carry the captivities and the problems that was transferred to him or her from the parent. So your actions, your lifestyle as a parent will greatly affect the children that will come out of you. Yeah, whether you are a man or a woman. Yeah, so if you don't want your children to really suffer, make sure that you live right. Yeah, so we are still praying. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, empower me to break limitations, barriers that was created for me by my ancestors. Say, Father, empower me to break limitations and barriers that my ancestors, my parents, created for me through the life they lived. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Beginning from Adam till my parents, oh Lord, empower me now to break the barriers and the limitations that my ancestors created for me. The barriers they created to stop me from fulfilling destiny. The barriers my ancestors created that is stopping me from fulfilling my destiny and calling in the earth. The barriers my ancestors created that is stopping me from becoming who God wants me to be. Oh Lord, empower me now to break those barriers. Empower me now to break those limitations. In the name of Jesus. The limitations, the sins of my ancestors created, the barriers, the lifestyles of my ancestors created, that is stopping me from moving forward, from fulfilling my calling and destiny. Oh Lord, empower me now to break them into pieces. In the name of Jesus, empower me now to break into pieces the limitations and barriers, the sins of my ancestors created for me. Empower me now to break them into pieces. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, I want you to know that everything came out of the Spirit, and God was that Spirit, and is that Spirit. Everything came out of the Spirit. Yeah, let me read for you from the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 11. Verse 3. Hebrews 11, verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. That the worlds were framed by the Word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Yeah. So the words were framed, whether physical words or spiritual words. They were framed by the Word of God. They were created by the Word of God. So the things that we are seeing with our physical eyes, they were not made by physical materials or physical raw materials. They were made by spiritual material, invisible material. Yeah. But many Christians, they think their lives will be transformed by the physical things. Yeah, they don't know that everything were made from the invisible realms. And even up to now, everything is being controlled from the invisible realms. Because that was where everything came from. Everything came from the Spirit. Yeah. So, which means that we should focus more on the things that are not visible to our physical eyes. Because those are the things that will really change our lives in this physical world. I don't know if I get my point. Our focus should be on the things that can't be seen, whether by physical eyes or by microscope or whatever. Things that are completely spiritual. The heavenly things. Our focus should be on those things because those were the materials, the raw materials that made this earth, that made this world. The raw materials that made the world were not physical materials. They were spiritual materials. So that should teach you wisdom, that your focus should not be on the physical things, but on the realm, the place where physical things originated from. I pray you will be wise, because even the agents of Satan, they know this thing. Yeah, they know where the control of everything is. They know it's not in the physical. They know that the control of everything is in the spiritual. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be wise. In my daily living, in my daily life here on earth, help me to focus on your heavenly things that controls the earthly things. Help me, Father. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to be wise as I journey through this world. Help me to always remember that the raw materials that made the heavens and the earth were not physical material. And they were not earthly material. Oh Lord, help me to always remember where my focus and concentration should be. Help me to always remember that the words were framed by your word. Help me, oh Lord, to always focus on your heavenly things and not on the earthly things. Help me to always focus on your heavenly kingdom, where the control is. Help me to set my heart and mind on the things in your kingdom that are greater than the things here on earth, because they rule over, they control the things here on earth. Help me, Father, to be wise in my lifestyle here on earth. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray 5 more prayer points. And then we will round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, increase in me great faith and confidence in your word. You can say, Father, increase in me great faith and confidence in your word, such that I live in complete assurance that Your will be done in my life continually. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Father increase in me great faith. Increase in me great confidence in your word. Great faith in your word, such that I live with full assurance, without fear, without doubt, that your will be done in my life continually. Oh Lord, stir up from within me great faith and confidence in your word. In the name of Jesus, stir up from within me great faith. Great faith. Great faith and confidence in your word. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have formal prayer point. As I said earlier, that man was created a spirit being before he fell. Yeah. So, what does it mean to be a spirit being? You may not know what it means until God decided to give you a taste of the spirituality that man had before he fell. If God give you a taste of that spirituality, then you really understand what it means to be a spirit being. Yeah. Whatever I tell you about the spirit being cannot really make sense until you experience it. So you're going to pray. There's a lot of freedom. A lot of freedom when you are a spirit. Yeah, than when you are a flesh and blood. Yeah. For instance, we know that spirits, they can walk through objects. Yeah, spirits can move through walls.
spirit can see many things at the same time. They can see many places at the same time. Yeah, for instance, you may not really know what is, there's no way, for instance, you can't know what is going on right now in Ghana or in Cameroon, except maybe someone is doing a live video and showing you things, and you're trying to connect through the internet, to receive the live broadcast. Yeah, but a spirit being can be, can be right there where you are and be seen many places at the same time. Yeah, many places at the same time. There is so much freedom. It's a realm of no limit. Yeah, I mean, spirit beings, they have no limit. Yeah, as far as God has given them access to, you know, they are able to have complete surveillance over everything God has given them access to. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, transform me into a spirit being that will be able to operate both in the heavenly realms and in the earthly realms without limitations. Say, Father, change me into a spirit being that will be able to operate both in the heavenly realms and in the earthly realm without any barrier or limitations. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray. Say, Father, change me into a spirit being that can operate spiritually in the heavenly realms and in the earthly realms. In the name of Jesus, change me now into spirit being that can operate spiritually in the heavenly realms and in the earthly realms. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We are still praying. And we have three more prayer points. I also said it earlier that as a spirit being, you will touch things differently. You will touch things from the realm of the spirit. I don't know if you get my point. Yeah.
You will not touch things physical. Let's say, for instance, you went somewhere. Yeah, you went somewhere, and there were some demonic activities that have happened in that place, or that always happen in that place, and maybe there was a seat that was made for you to sit down in that place you went. And a lot of demonic activities have happened on that seat, maybe a chair. Yeah, a lot of demonic activities have happened, or maybe it's currently happening on that, on the same chair they have prepared for you to sit down. Now, a spirit being will not first see the chair. A spirit being will first see the demons that have been operating in that place and that have walked on the chair. All the spirit being will first see the demons that are presently there on that chain, or the work the demon have put on that chain, the whatever evil work they have put on the chain. Yeah, that is what a spirit being will see first. But someone that is not spiritual will just go ahead and sit down on the chain. And this is how so many Christians have been successfully attacked by the enemy. They just move anyhow. They are not spiritual. They are not spiritually sensitive. They just move anyhow. They just go anyway. Yeah, they just touch things anyhow, touch people anyhow. Yeah, some people they like to honk. Yeah, you need to know who to honk and who not to honk. Yeah, some people they just honk anyone anyhow, shake hands with anyone anyhow. They are not sensitive to the spirits that are on those people. And the spirit in the places they go. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, lay your hands upon me and transform me into a spirit being that is always sensitive to the presence and operations of darkness in the earth. In every place I find myself, transform me into a spirit being that is always sensitive and aware and conscious of the presence and operations of darkness and devils in the earth and in everywhere I find myself. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, lay your hands upon me and change me into a spirit being that is 100% sensitive and awakened and conscious and aware of the operations and presence of darkness and devils in the head, in my environment, and in every place I find myself. Transform into a spiritual being that is conscious of demonic presence and demonic activities in everywhere I find myself, so that I will know how to fight and win. In the name of Jesus, so that I will know how to overcome and how to stay protected, how to stay safe. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have two more prayer points. There are some things that you need to know that really change the way you see things and the way you relate with everyone else in this world and with everything else in this world. Yeah, that is why Christians are supposed to pursue after spiritual growth. Yeah, because it will help you a lot when you are matured in the spiritual things. It will help you a lot. In fact, some of the things some of you think is bad luck, it's not actually bad luck. If you know why God is making those things happen in your life. Yeah. Many of the things you call a problem, they are not actually a problem. Only if you understand the spirituality behind those things. Yeah, because they could be part of the plan of God. But because you can't see anything, you're not spiritual, you're so blind. And then what is not a problem, you're calling it a problem. And what is really a problem, you are calling it a blessing and a favor. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me revelations that will reveal deep things about the spiritual world. Say, Father, give me revelations that will reveal, that will expose deep things to me about the spiritual world. Both the spiritual world in heaven and the spiritual world in the dark kingdom. Oh Lord, give me a revelation that we expose these spiritual worlds to me so that I will stop living in foolishness, so that I will be wise. I will be wise. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You cannot be wise if you don't know things that you should know. These things I'm talking about are the things we should know. Yeah, because they are able to make you wise. Say, Father, give me revelations that will expose deep things about the spiritual world to me, so that I can live a life full of wisdom. Give me revelations now. Revelations of the spiritual world in heaven, in your kingdom. And also revelations of the spiritual world in the dark kingdom. So that I will be wise as I tread on this earth, as I walk on this earth, as I journey through this earth, so that I will be wise. Open my eyes, O Lord. Show me things that I must know. Things that reveal to me the realities of the spiritual world. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. And lastly, you're going to pray. There is power in determination and desperation. Especially when it is channeled towards the right cause. You're going to pray. What are you determined to get? What are you desperate about? If only you can channel that determination and desperation towards spiritual things, your life is not going to remain the same thing. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to put on strong determination and desperation to grow and mature in the spiritual things of God, in the things of God, in the things of heaven. Open your mouth and pray like that. So Holy Spirit, help me to put on strong determination, strong desperation for spiritual advancement, for spiritual growth and maturity in heavenly things, in heavenly knowledge, in heavenly greatness. Give me desperation and help me to embrace desperation in my walk with God. Help me to embrace desperation in my walk with God. Help me to be desperate to know God. Help me to be desperate concerning spiritual development, concerning spiritual transformation, concerning spiritual promotion, spiritual advancement, spiritual maturity. Help me, O Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit, to be desperate. Help me to be so determined to possess everything that is in Christ Jesus. Everything that is mine in Christ Jesus. Help me to be desperate and disciplined and determined to possess them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your mercy alone. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your power that is working great things in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all the problems you have uprooted from our lives. Thank you for all the sorrows and pains you have removed from our lives. Thank you for all the battles you fought for us and have made us to conquer. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power and your deliverance power that is working in us, that is giving us healings and deliverances. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you visit every life here tonight, and let your will prevail in the lives of your people here in Jesus' name. Let your power do mighty miracles in every life in Jesus' name. Let your presence be glorified in the lives of your people. Let things that haven't been happening in their lives miraculous things, glorious things, powerful things, wonderful things, joyful things that haven't been happening in the lives of your people. Oh Lord, let the glory of your presence begin to make them happen. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that all the limitations and barriers that your life have been facing and suffering from shall now be destroyed by the fire of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. The things you have prayed for and trusted God for, and you are yet to receive them, I pray that the hand of God deliver them to you now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.